USA Radio News with Wendy King.
A $3 trillion economic relief package has been passed by the House. Speaker Nancy Pelosi defended the HEROES Act.
There's nothing joyful about this. This is a very strategically planned piece of legislation that is tailored strictly to meet the needs of the American people.
Oklahoma Republican Congressman Tom Cole called it the Democratic policy agenda masquerading as a response to the coronavirus.
It would make more sense, in my view, Madam Speaker, to just send it straight to Santa Claus than to send it to the United States Senate.
Republicans say the bill is dead on arrival in the Senate and faces a veto from President Trump. 14 Democrats voted against the bill. One Republican was in favor of it. The House has approved a temporary change in House rules to allow them to vote by proxy. This is USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
At the American Veterinary Medical Association Annual Convention in Washington, D.C., I spoke with Dr. John Howe, AVMA President, about One Health.
One Health is really a collaboration between physicians and veterinarians or public health officials. For example, in Minnesota, our state public health veterinarian deals with zoonotic diseases, rabies, for example. Animals are sentinels for humans, and humans are sentinels for some infections in animals.
There's more valuable information at avma.org.
A new poll shows we're buying more locally and more often during the coronavirus pandemic. USA's John Hunt has the results.
With some states and regions beginning to reopen, small businesses are still feeling the effects of our current climate, but many are making efforts to support them. And according to a recent survey from TopCashback.com, 76% of Americans are more likely to buy from a local business than a larger big box store if possible during coronavirus. 47% find themselves supporting small businesses more over the last month. 74% of those supporting the small business community are ordering takeout, and 46% are tipping more than usual. 84% are buying food or takeout from small businesses, and the survey found that Americans prefer to pick up orders rather than having them delivered, 58% preferring the pickup option. For USA Radio News, I'm John Hunt.
You're listening to USA Radio News.
Hi, this is Dr. Phil. The new coronavirus called COVID-19 is spreading in China and beyond. While CDC is working to stop the spread of the virus, we can all play a role in stopping this deadly disease. The CDC Foundation is a nonprofit organization supporting emergency response efforts in the United States and around the world. To get updates and learn how to protect friends and loved ones, find out how to help by going to cdcfoundation.org.
A well-known hacking group claims to have dirty laundry on President Trump and is threatening to publish it next week if their ransom isn't paid. They're demanding a ransom of $42 million. The hackers are the cyber criminal Weevil ransomware operators. The group has had a long history of attacks, including the one against Travelex, the most recent being the ransomware attack against the New York lawyers whose clients include Lady Gaga, Madonna, and Bruce Springsteen. As well as locking down systems, this group operates a double whammy system where they exfiltrate data before encrypting it and use this as leverage to facilitate ransom payment. If you don't pay up, the hackers publish documents from the stolen haul. So far, the Weevil operators have posted more than 2 gigabytes of data relating to Lady Gaga. The following demand is appearing on their hackers' website. The next person we'll be publishing is Donald Trump. There's an election race going on, and we found a ton of dirty laundry on time. Mr. Trump, if you want to stay president, poke a sharp stick at the guys. Otherwise, you may forget this ambition forever. And to you voters, we can let you know that after such a publication, you certainly don't want to see him as president. Well, let's leave out the details. The deadline is 1 week. The FBI is investigating the incident and has instructed the law firm to not pay any ransom. For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King.